more than 50 years, the American Dairy Association Mideast has sponsored the butter sculpture display at the Ohio State Fair. Traditionally, the butter display always consists of the famous butter cow and calf, and then each year there are additional sculptures that represent, you know, popular, non-controversial topics that have wide appeal.
Who sculpted the cows, and where did they come from? The people, that is, not the cows.
We commission a group of technical sculptors. Three of those sculptors are from Cincinnati, and they have been working with us for the last 15 years. In addition to the three that are from Cincinnati, over the last couple of years, they've enlisted the help of some other sculptors so that they can accomplish the intricate details that are needed to be done during the time frame in which the display has to be sculpted.
And how long does it take these sculptors to create this display?
The sculptors spend more than 540 hours in total for the butter sculpture display. Now, there are some hours that are dedicated to planning in that, so I would say about 400 hours our actual sculpting time. They spend about 10 to 12 hours a day in a 46-degree cooler. It takes a full week with those long hours of those guys bundled up and inside the cooler working with and sculpting the butter to make the display.
And where does all this butter come from anyway?
The butter this year was donated in part by Dairy Farmers of America, and each year we are able to utilize around 2,000 pounds of butter for the display. The butter for the display does not come from Ohio simply because we need to utilize 55-pound blocks. Ohio's dairy industry is strong, but the largest size of butter block that is produced here is only 2 pounds. So you could only imagine how long it would take with two-pound blocks versus the larger 55-pound blocks.
And apparently the cow and the calf have a name. They give them names every year. So what are this year's names?
Well, this year we have named the butter cow and calf through a Twitter contest. And the cow's name is Scarlet, and the calf's name is Grace.
In addition to the cow and the calf, there are all sorts of other smaller butter sculptures. Can you talk about that?
This year's display portrays 15 intricate state symbols, Ohio's official symbols. So you'll see everything from some of the more traditional state symbols that most people would recognize, like our state bird, a cardinal, our state tree, a buckeye tree, as well as some of the more unique state symbols, such as the pawpaw tree, a pawpaw fruit, excuse me. There's also a trilobite fossil and a spotted salamander, to name a few.
Now, what happens to all this sculpted butter once the state fair is over?
We used to be able to recycle the butter, but due to the structures that are under the sculptures, we're not able to do that. There's just too much debris. However, it's really important to know that the butter itself is actually past its expiration date and was no longer good for the marketplace. So we're able to utilize a product that would otherwise be wasted.
The Ohio State Fair begins today and continues through August 3rd. I'm Steve Hirschberg.